USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says more than 2.4 million Americans filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That means more than 38 million people have filed first-time claims since the coronavirus pandemic began. Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com. He reminds us,
each claim represents a worker who has been displaced from their job, and in many cases, those are people who are earning money for a family. So this shows the magnitude of the efforts to flatten the curve of the coronavirus, as we must, but this takes an economic toll.
President Trump in Michigan touring a Ford facility that has been manufacturing ventilators. The Ford plant does have a policy that people need to wear masks, and President Trump says he obliged and wore the mask, but the mask was not needed in all parts of the plant, so he did not have it on at times as well. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The justice system in Texas is having to deal with the damage done by a dirty cop. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Almost 100 more drug convictions tied to the now former Houston police officer are expected to be overturned. The Harris County DA's office says Gerald Goines lied when he secured search warrants, which led to 91 convictions. Defense lawyers will have to review the evidence and request new trials before the cases are dismissed. Prosecutors already said about six dozen other cases will also end up being dismissed. The investigation into Goines began last year after the deaths of two people during a botched drug raid in Houston. Prosecutors have charged Goines with murder for that raid as he had lied to get a no-knock warrant. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 102 points to finish at 24,474. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Senate is looking to revise its coronavirus aid program for small businesses known as the Paycheck Protection Program. Currently, the law requires small businesses to spend 75% of their money on payroll and the other 25% on utilities in order for the funds to be forgiven by the Small Business Administration. The money must also be spent in 8 weeks, and according to Republican Senator Marco Rubio, that's a concern for some small businesses and something that there's bipartisan support to change.
Yeah, look, there's two issues here at play. The 75 that you mentioned, but the bigger one is the 8-week requirement. Some people are saying, look, we can't fund payroll in 8 weeks. We need 12 weeks or 16 weeks. There's actually unanimity up here for the most part. Everybody agrees, all right, you know, this crisis has evolved. It has become a different type of crisis because it's different rules in different places. We need to provide more time for people to use that money as opposed to having to return it. What's the point of that if they're going to use it for payroll? I think the only question now is, can we pass it as a clean bill? Can I put a bill on the floor today that says we're going to extend it from 8 weeks to 12 weeks or 16 weeks and pass it? Or are Democrats or someone else going to insist that we add something else to it beyond just that provision? That's not uncontroversial. That's going to have a fight over. I hope we can do it. I mean, Democrats have told me they agree on extending the time frame. Let's just do that as a clean provision before we leave.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com/USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.